Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
All right, the Ottawa Senators have a new coach, and they're announcing DJ Smith. This morning, Smith agreed to terms on a three-year deal with the Senators. 42-year-old spent the last four seasons as an assistant coach on Mike Babcock's staff with the Maple Leafs. Before that, he led the Ontario Hockey League's Oshawa Generals to the 2015 Memorial Cup title. He also was an assistant with OHL's Windsor Spitfires when they captured back-to-back Memorial Cups in 09-10. The Boston Bruins will hold a public inter-squad game tonight. Coach Bruce Cassidy said he'll try to maintain a regular game day schedule so that the players will get back in a routine before starting the Stanley Cup playoffs final. Game one between the Blues and the Bruins is Monday night from Boston. The New York Rangers introduced John Davidson as the Rangers president yesterday. He said owner James Dolan has promised him the resources to bring a championship back to New York. He added the Rangers are in a good position to possibly select either Jack Hughes or Capo Caco with the number two overall pick in the upcoming draft. Davidson has 13 years of experience as an NHL executive, six as the Blues president of hockey ops, followed by the last seven in the same role with the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Buffalo Bills continue organized team activities today in Orchard Park with their third session of the week. Team has three more OTAs scheduled next week. Washington Redskins linebacker Reuben Foster's season is officially over. Foster was placed on injured reserve after he suffered a torn ACL in his left knee Monday during the Redskins' first organized team activity. In a corresponding move, the team signed linebacker John Bostic. Adolphus is a Dolphin. The Dolphins have signed free agent defensive lineman Adolphus Washington to a one-year deal. Tune into One Bills Live from noon to 3 with more NFL news. And that's your sports update for today. I'm Andrew Peters. Back over to Craig Rivet and Brian Gionta here on the Instigators. And we talked a little bit about the Bruins and how they're going to try to stay ready for their 11-day during their 11-day time off before the game on Monday. We mentioned they're having an inter-squad game tonight. So, you know, doing a little game day routine, probably a morning skate today. You know, get them back with a little familiarity of what it feels like. Get the fans involved so they can feel some energy. I mean, that place will probably be sold out,
I would imagine. Yeah, it would be. And the best part of that is game day nap right there. Go to your morning skate, have a nice little meal, and shut it down for your nap.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you nap anymore?
No. I take the dad nap in the parking lot with my head up against the window, tongue out at the school pickup. I got about 15 minutes middle school pickup, and I'm just snoring away, drooling all over myself up against the window as my son's knocking on the window to let him in. That's the extent of my naps nowadays.
All right. You miss them? Did you miss
them? Oh, I
loved
them.
Yeah, did you?
That was
the best
part.
How long did you go down for?
Like a good hour and a half for sure.
Okay. That's not that good.
Yeah, it was funny.
Hour and a half to 2 hours? That's awesome.
When I retired, I had a two-year plan after that. I slept the same time every day for an hour and a half.
Man, just a routine.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, people think, and I'm going to tell you this, people think that hockey players that have played this game their whole life, when you retire, you miss the game. You don't miss the game. This is just my opinion. You don't miss the game. You miss the boys. You miss the trainers. And you miss your pregame nap. And that's it. The game, it's very easy to let that go because you know what I'm saying? Am I not right? Am I right? Or
yeah,
right?
I mean, I do miss playing, but I those things you can't. Oh man.
Sure you had to one-up me on that. I miss playing. No, I don't miss playing at all. I played enough. I loved it. I gave everything I could, but I'll tell you right now, I miss those trainers because the trainers are the greatest. They're the greatest people on the planet. They took care of you in every sense of the word, and And the boys were they're like family. They're like your brothers. You hate them. You're fighting against them. You're laughing, crying. It was awesome. And I'll tell you that pregame nap. There's nothing better than sneaking into those cold sheets and trying to make it. You know, it's light out. It's 1 o'clock, but trying to close the blinds so you get real dark. You know,
Jay McKee, man. When he built his house here in Western New York. Built a pregame nap room.
A little dungeon down
in the basement. There were no windows. It had a bed and a TV, and that was it, and an alarm clock and a bedside table. I remember the first time I went over to his place, you go down in the basement, he opens up, you go, see that right there? I go, oh, yeah, you know, a little extra bedroom. Yeah. You're in this monstrosity of a house. Like, oh, yeah, a little cute little bedroom down here in the basement. He's like, no, that's my pregame nap room. Built solely for my pregame nap. Like, couldn't hear anything in there. It was unbelievable. Sportsnet had an article. I think it was out yesterday. Anyway, the title of it was Seven NHL Teams Staring Into the Infernos of Salary Cap Hell, which brings us to our off-season rumor roundup. Like, we're already in that mode, eh? We're the rumor round. So there are seven teams. And we'll start with the Golden Knights because reportedly... Do we have the open for the off-season rumor roundup, or are we not doing that today? Here we go. We got two guys in the back making $250,000 a year to work on this stuff. It's incredible. That's what they do. That's what they do. They come in the morning, they fire that off, and they leave. Okay. Golden Knights reportedly looking to trade Colin Miller. So right shot defender Colin Miller, almost $3.4 million in salary.
3.875. Yep.
Okay. Through 2021-22 is prime trade bait. He's only 26 and he's reportedly on the block. Massive relief could come in the form of moving David Clarkson's contract, $5.25 million for one more season, to a team in need of hitting the floor. Ottawa, maybe. This is all part of these thoughts. So what do you think about that? Golden Knights reportedly looking to trade Colin Miller. They have zero salary cap space.
If I'm a team, I'm lining up to grab that guy. I like him as a player. Yeah.
What if you already have a couple or a few right-handed defensemen? I speak from Sabre experience here.
He plays a hard game. He's in your age range. You're 26. You're going to have him to 29, almost 30. I've always liked the way he played. With that salary at under $4 million,
yep.
I'm trying to
grab
him.
Have you guys ever zoned in and watched him skate?
He's beautiful, and he's got a cannon. He has an absolute bomb from the point. He basically is kind of like your all-around defenseman. He's got real good size. Let me see what I know. He's got real good size. 6 foot one, 196 pounds. He skates exceptionally well. He's got an absolute cannon. You know, this year, 29 points in 65 games. He's the year before he had a full season, 10 goals, 41 points. He's a 40-point guy in this league, right-handed shot player, 26 years old. With his salary, there's going to be a lot of people lining up to take him on. That being said, I think the Vegas Golden Knights are looking to shed salary. How do we get David Clarkson, his cap hit off the books? That's going to be part, I would imagine, of this deal.
Okay, so I don't know how much Clarkson's contract weighs into this. I'm sure it does, of course. But what do you have to give up to get him? Not just the Sabres, just any team in general. I mean, is it they're probably – I thought they'd be looking for draft picks with all the trades they've made over the years. And you look at they have a bunch of draft picks. They have six draft picks in just two rounds this year. In the third round and the sixth round, I think they have three picks each. They have their first and seconds.
They've set themselves up for success. There's no doubt about it. They've done an exceptional job of collecting all these draft picks. They've used draft picks in the past to bring on players, but I mean they're set up really, really nice. I'm actually a little bit surprised and confused of why they would want to trade Colin Miller with his age and the points that he produces and the style of defenseman. It's very surprising, but maybe they're
I know
looking,
why.
Why is that?
You got to make room for Erik Karlsson.
Think that could be it? And I'll tell you right now, it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever, because
Wasn't that the rumor last year? At the trade deadline, was there not rumor of Erik Karlsson going to Vegas in the first place? And you talk about a place where Karlsson will take less than $11 million to play. Vegas is it.
Yep.
Gio, I don't know how much state tax factors into a guy signing.
It's huge. It's huge.
That's why you got so much to go to Montreal.
They had to overpay for that. But does that change with them signing Stone? Like, I know they went after Karlsson hard last year, but you take on Stone's 9-5 for some term. Are you handcuffing yourself even more? Like, you might be able to swing that. I guess it opens up a bit after next year.
Do you think that right now that the Vegas Golden Knights are sitting back saying, we're kind of not in a win mode right now, but we are there. We can beat any team in the National Hockey League with the Mark Stone.
Apparently, they were in win mode at the expansion draft.
Mark Stone, Pacioretty, Stastny, Smith, Marchessault, Tuck. I mean, they have a really, really good hockey team. And when you're looking at their defense, they're a little bit, I wouldn't say, they're not certainly depleted. Like, they have the Nate Schmidt, they have the Shea Theodore, the Braden McNabb. But do they need a player like Erik Karlsson that can play that 26, 27 minutes a night that's probably going to get you 70 points if he's healthy?
I agree. Yeah.
Can you pay him $9 million knowing that your state tax is like, what, $10.5 million, $11 million someplace else?
If you're one of those teams, you can get away with that. If I'm an Erik Karlsson, you're going to take less. You're going to a team that doesn't have the state tax, so that helps. And you're going to a team that is really good and has a chance to win. You know, like, so if you're the player on Karlsson's side, you're still getting good money. You're going to a great team, and it's why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? Like, it's a great situation for him. I just don't know if the team can swing it.
All right, we're doing rumor roundup here on the Instigators. Off-season rumor roundup. Seven teams, in a bit of a cap situation. Some teams have some good cap issues or situation that they're in to spend some money. One of them are the Colorado Avalanche, and the Avalanche are expected to make a big pitch to Artemi Panarin, and also potentially targeting Kevin Hayes. So, interesting. According to Adrian Dater, who covers the Avalanche, two forwards are high on Sakic's list of potential additions on July 1 are those two. So, big pitch to Panarin. You talked about depth in that lineup. They have the big guns up top. You know, I mean, that's a – when we talked about Malkin rumor being traded or even discussion of Malkin, you said this is a great spot for Malkin to go because they have cap space and they need the depth.
Well, here's the thing. You look at Colorado Avalanche right now. Not only do they have their first overall pick, they were given a gift with the Ottawa Senators. So what are they picking? Fourth now, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. They're going to be acquiring a pretty darn good player. Right now, this is a very young hockey team in Colorado. They need a player that they can put, I shouldn't even say on a second line, because if you take a Temi Panarin and put him on a line, he's now your first line just because he's that good. They have $37 million in cap space. I mean, they have a lot of cap space. I know they have to sign Mika Rantanen. That being said, I still think they're going to have a lot left over. But, you know, they have to get some of their pretty – they have a lot of players, the Alexander Kiefoot, JT Compher needs a new contract. Colin Wilson needs a contract. These are players that were pretty darn good for the Avalanche throughout the year. Like, you have an Alexander Kiefoot who had 42 points last year, 15 goals, and I think that he's only going to get better. So, very interesting to see what they're going to do in Colorado.
Well, let me ask you this, because Tampa Bay's name has been – well, did you answer on that, Gio?
No, I mean, I think it would be really interesting if they could add a Malkin and a Panarin for – imagine those two lines right there.
Well, one would be a nice addition for them for sure. But, I mean, they also talk about this guy doesn't get enough love, eh, Kevin Hayes? Like, you know, you hear Artemi Panarin – Kevin Hayes. But I mean, Kevin Hayes, along with an Artemi Panarin, adds a lot of depth to that team. The other, we're doing the offseason rumor roundup. Another team that I think is fascinating, and they are in cap hell, and rumor is that they still like to try to find a way to sign Erik Karlsson to their defense, and that's Tampa Bay. So expect to see names like JT Miller, Tyler Johnson, and Alex Killorn pop up on your favorite rumor site. Those are players, Riv. I mean, you talk about depth players, adding roster players to this squad here, revamping the roster, the Riv revamp. What do you think about this? There's also the Ryan Callahan contract discussion that, you know, they have the Ryan Callahan contract that, that's discussion of him being bought out as well, all right here. So
I like them all. I like JT Miller, 26-year-old player. He's 6'1", 218 pounds, making $5.25 million. Listen, I mean, he's a player. I mean, I really, really like JT Miller. I like Tyler Johnson. I think that, you know, acquiring any one of those guys is certainly going to make our team a lot better. Alex Killorn, I'm a fan of him too. A little bit older at age 29, and I shouldn't say old at 29. I'm saying maybe he's in the best part of his career. Maybe these players that are 27, 28, 29 are not over the hill, but in their prime. But, you know, Yanni Gourde, somebody on this roster is going to have to be moved. That is 100% because they have a player, Braden Point, that they need to get signed. He's 23 years old. He's going to need a contract. He's going to be signing a long-term contract. And in order for him to be signed, they have to move some salary out because they still have Cedric Paquette. I know he's a fourth line centerman, but he's an outstanding fourth line centerman. And Adam Aaron is another player that they're going to want to keep in their lineup. And these guys have to have pay raises also. They're not going to be big ones, but they're going to be pay raises. So they're going to have to move somebody out on this roster.
Washington, another team. The Andre Burakovsky trade rumors could get loud again. McClellan might decide to not qualify the winger. Let him hit the open market.
You know, Burakovsky is a guy that at one point in time he was playing on one of the top lines, one of the top two lines. He's dynamic. He's big. He's fast. He's just you just don't know what you're going to get from him. That's the problem. You don't know what you're going to get each and every night. I think he has a super dynamic side to his game. But there's also, you know, too many nights where he's basically asleep on the bench. But he's going to interest a lot of teams out there if he does not get signed or offer to keep him. I mean, there's going to be a lot of teams that I think are going to take a shot at Andre Burakovsky. He's only 24 years old. He's a heck of a hockey player, 6'3", 200 pounds, and a kid that can skate. So I think there's a lot of upside with him.
Came out of Erie. He was a first-round pick. And again, you know, He's drafted in 2013. He comes over, plays 1 year in the OHL, and then he goes right to the NHL. And he plays 53 games there. He plays 13 in the minors. I mean, it's just, you know, you wonder if someone's going to take a shot on this guy.
There's going to be tons.
Yeah, someone's going to take a
no
shot
question.
On this guy. Would you take a shot on him?
You want to know the biggest problem with him? They're top six. I mean, you're looking at Alex Ovechkin, Backstrom, Tom Wilson's now moved onto the top line. They've got you know, Kunetsov. They have Carl Hagelin that got brought in. Jacob Verona, who's probably one of the fastest players in the National Hockey League. He's a young guy who's really, really starting to take his game to another level. TJ Oshie, top six guy. There's no room
for
this player.
Who's the Sabres' second line left winger?
The Sabres' second line left winger? They don't have one.
Why couldn't you take a shot at this guy? We talked the other day about, you know, cost-efficient players. Why not take a swing on a guy like this? Former first-round pick? I mean, I don't know how much stock you put in plus minus, but in all of his years in the NHL, he's never been a minus.
Okay, he's been on one of the top teams in the Metropolitan Division. They win every single year.
Top scoring teams in the league.
Exactly. Like yep.
That's a little skewed there.
You know, like, he's a very interesting player, but I would not be signing him for my first or second line left wing.
He's not Russian, eh?
He's not.
He's Austrian.
Okay.
That doesn't change anything?
No, I don't think that changes very much, but, I mean, he's a player that's certainly intriguing. There's no question about it.
At the right price.
I would not be signing him to come on to my second line because he hasn't proved that he can even play on a top team in the National Hockey League.
Okay, so there,
there's a lot of upside there. What about your third line? 100%, I would give him a shot there.
So couldn't you? 100%. So you have Connor Sheary here under contract for another year, so you couldn't just kind of you have one
see
to
who
put.
Takes,
so you,
who takes off and, sure. and wins that role?
You don't think he's sitting here chomping at the bit to get his chance? A former first round pick. I think he played with McDavid. In,
don't think that in Andre Burakovsky right now, and he's only 24. There's still lots of time.
Yes, he did.
I don't think that he is a bona fide top six forward. Can he earn that position? He has to start, I would say, in a top nine. I think he would be a third line left winger, and you allow this player with a new environment, a new team, to say, this is for you to earn your position in a top six role. I would not be signing him for a top six role. Sign him for my top nine, and I'd allow him to work himself in, because 6'3", he's 200 pounds, he can play fast, he's got some dynamic skills, and there's a lot of upside with him.
How much does he make? I'm trying to find
he's
him.
Eight something, I believe, right?
So he's
still he's still low, is he not?
No, that's what
it's,
I...
It's, sorry, no.
Is he in the couple million range?
Year.
What are you asking?
How much
what's
is he,
his
how
salary?
Much did he make this year?
$3 million.
He made $3 million? He made $3 million. How much is he making if he hits the market? He's not making $3 million.
Not with, he's had what, 12 goals the last couple years?
I would think he would 12, make 12, less. 12. He had 25 points the last 2 years. Yeah, 12 goals in each. I do believe that there's a big upside in this
I'd
player.
I'd take him on
I
a one-year deal, for sure.
I think he's a 45, 50-point scorer that can score you 20, a little over 20 goals. I mean, he's a very, very intriguing player, but I wouldn't be signing for my second-line left wing.
Okay, well, see what we got for third line left wing when we come back after break. Because, I mean, you know, like, you got if you sign Skinner, he's your top guy. I think you have a space at the second line. I think if Sherry's here to start the year and you haven't brought in a guy to fill that spot, I think you got to try Sheary there and maybe have Burakovsky, you know, barking up his tree to perform. And if he doesn't, he's ready to step in. Maybe he can get his shot.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll be right back. Buy, sell, trade. Find out if we think the Bruins have the best line in hockey today. Marchand, Bergeron, Pastrnak. Instigators, Brian Gionta, Andrew Peters, Craig Gervais, WGR 550, and MSG.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back with more of the Instigators. With Andrew Peters and Craig Rabay.
It's been a really fun show today. Jeremy Roenick joined us at 10:30. Gio's been here since 10. And we're the Instigators on WGR 550 and MSG, talking about teams that have salary cap issues going into the offseason, need to shed some salary. There's a bunch of them out there. And, you know, I think about when I think about hearing that before we get to the buy-sell trade, I just think back to the Islanders, and I know it was a long time ago, but they made two key moves right before the season. It might have been August or September, and they went and they traded a second rounder for Johnny Boychuk, maybe, and they traded a second rounder for Nick Leddy because Boston and Chicago had just come off, you know, good runs, and they had to shed some weight as well. They needed to you know, dump some players, and the Islanders were able to grab a couple key players. Now, granted, I don't think they did much for them right off the bat, but I just think those are kind of the scenarios that you can take advantage of teams with. And that's what I think we're looking at here. And it's funny when you bring up the Colin Miller thing too, it's like there's always a catch to it, right? Like you said, I can't believe they're getting rid of him. Well, what's going to come with it is probably David Clarkson's salary.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting.
How many teams can take that on? A dead $5 million. That's, you know what I mean? It narrows your group of if you're looking to move him with Clarkson.
Well, Arizona did it, right? At the draft. They did it at the draft. They took on Datsyuk's contract for, I think it was the 19th pick in the draft, and they drafted Jacob Chychrun. Remember, we did that draft. We did the draft show. It was in Buffalo.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, the dead weight transfer, I mean, I don't know what team would be able to take that on. I mean, Ottawa would be able to take him on. Is Colin Miller going to Ottawa? Does he have a no movement clause? Who cares? All right, moving on. Time now for Buy, Sell, Trade, presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. So, Bruins in the finals. Do they have the best line in hockey with Marchand, Bergeron, and Pastrnak? Buy, sell, trade. Gio, we'll start with you, former teammates.
I'm buying that for sure. They are a unique group. They all complement each other. It's led by Bergeron. Obviously, Marchie and Pasta are talent, but
they're not teammates anymore. You're not allowed
you
to
can
use
play them against anybody. You don't have to have a good matchup. You don't have to, on the road, try to find where you're going to play them against. It doesn't matter. You're going head-to-head, big line against big line, and you don't care who they're playing against.
So you're buying this?
I'm buying it hard.
No argument for the Colorado Avalanche with Landeskog, MacKinnon, Rantanen?
I just think that the versatility you have as a coach with this line and being able to play them everywhere, you got these guys penalty killing, and now you're a threat on the penalty kill. They're dominating games. They're difference makers in games. Not that that other line's not in Colorado, but I just think where you can play them, who you can play them against, it.
I'm selling
at the
this.
End of the day.
I get what you're saying. I'm selling this though.
Yeah, I'm just kind of doing a little research here. It's tough. Like,
give me a minute.
You know.
No, I don't.
Just
know.
Looking at this, I mean, this is so tough. I don't know. I mean, when you're looking at the right hand side, you have Rantanen. Mika Rantanen had 87 points this year. Okay, and when you're looking at the right hand side for Boston, which is Pastrnak, he had a phenomenal season: 38 goals, 81 points, but he only played 66 games. I mean, this guy probably would have been close to 100 points.
He's over 90 for sure.
Bergeron, who had a real solid season, he only had 79 points, but he's probably the greatest two-way player in the National Hockey League. I would take him over many, many superstar point producers. And then the golden boy, I mean, the rat. I mean, you hate this guy, you love this guy, you hate him, you want him out of the league, and then you're like, I want him on my team. That's all I want, and that's Brad Marchand. He had over 100 points, or he had 100 points on the nose this year. The biggest thing, the difference between Landeskog, MacKinnon, and Rantanen is Bergeron and Marchand kill penalties. They're literally the best duo in the National Hockey League at killing penalties, and they're one of the top lines. They produce offensively, defensively. I just think that even though, MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog was absolutely a fantastic line, I just think the best line in the league is Bergeron, Pastrnak, and Marchand. And I'm going to tell you the reason why and the difference. The reason why I'm going to pick Boston is Bergeron. It's not Brad Marchand. It's not the goal scorer in Pastrnak. It's Bergeron is the one that sets these guys apart because he is the greatest. He's a leader. He's a two-way player, and he's just unbelievable.
Okay. Well, I guess that answers that then. I thought we had more content to maybe suck out of that one.
I was looking up Tampa Bay too, because Tampa Bay for a large part of the season had Braden Point, who had 90 points this year, 92 points. Nikita Kucherov, who we all know that ended with 128 points this year, and on the left-hand side for a large part of the year was Tyler Johnson.
But for me, it's more than just the points.
Exactly.
And that's why I have them, like you're saying. It's what else they bring to the game and what they do. That's why they're the best line. They're not the highest scoring line, but they're the best line.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, so you guys don't care to ask me who I have, but that's fine. It's just about you guys. I just said I sold it. I didn't tell you what I thought. Whatever, we'll move on. I think it's whatever line Crosby's on is the best line in the NHL any given night. Simple as that. Change topics? Should we change topics?
Are you going to back that up?
How many goals did Jake Guentzel have this year?
Did he have, 32?
Oh, I think he had more than that.
Okay. 40?
I think I think he was close to 40.
He didn't have 40.
You had we were on the Sid the Kid watch, and how incredible was his season?
He had 40 on the nose, 40 and 36.
Guentzel. Guentzel had a
76 points.
Phenomenal season. Obviously Sid the Kid, we know what he does on every given night. He is kind of like that Bergeron. Not only is he a point producing freak, he cares about playing defense too. And I don't even, to be honest with you, I have absolutely no idea who they had on the other wing because I don't think it matters.
It's Jared McCann at the end of the year.
But Jared McCann was brought in there to be like a third, fourth line left winger. And he had such a great stint, and new beginning with the Pittsburgh Penguins. He was, he scored a number of goals for the Penguins at the end, and he worked his way probably onto the first line, like you said.
Was Hornquist on that that line? Or in and out? I mean, I think he plays with him sometimes. I don't think he's a mainstay.
But yeah, I think Patrick Hornquist, who is the meat and potatoes, he is the nasty, he is the pest, he's the forechecker. Yeah, he does a lot. He's a workhorse.
Gio, how long can Pittsburgh, stay on top with Crosby, Malkin? I mean, when do these guys start to get exhausted? You talked about, there's rumors about Kessel being moved. And I mean,
I just think the drive of Sid is just beyond anything. Like, when he came into the league and he was a rookie and the expectations that were on him, I'm like, there's no way he can live up to what it is. And he's exceeded that. And now everyone, every time you question and want to cut him down and say he's past his prime, he comes out and dominates and has another year where you're like, he's still the best player in the league. Like, that, I'm not, and that's why I was surprised they lost this year, because it was a hard time betting against him and his team for what he brings. And I think you're going to shake up some of the side things, but if you can keep Sid and Malkin together as a 1-2 duo, you're going to have a good team for a lot of years.
What do you think the biggest thing, and like you had spoke earlier about Rutherford, expressing some inner locker room issues. I don't think that's the biggest issue. You know what I feel the biggest issue in Pittsburgh is that needs to be rectified before they start their season?
Goaltending?
No. They need to light a fire under Evgeny Malkin. He's won 3 Stanley Cups. He has been known as one of the greatest players in the National Hockey League. He has the ability to sit behind the greatest player in the game in Sidney Crosby and not have that internal pressure to be the guy. He is in a perfect position, but you can't have this man sleep. And I know that, I'm not saying that he had a bad season, but I'm saying there's a difference.
Significant drop off. I mean, he played 20 less games, but.
Okay. I'm not saying that he had a bad season. I'm saying
or
that
10 less games, sorry.
Evgeny Malkin can ignite an entire team and win you games. That's how good he is. He is just an absolutely incredible, incredible hockey player. And I just think that if you have him ready to go and really be dominant and be the best. I mean, the Pittsburgh Penguins are extremely, extremely difficult to beat when you have those two centers back-to-back.
Some of the best stints of his career have been when Crosby's been out and he's exactly had to step up and take that team on himself.
Yeah, he won the Hart Trophy in 11-12 with 109 points, and Crosby was only in the lineup for 22 of those games.
And the best thing is I'm sitting there saying that Evgeny Malkin had a really off season, because he actually kind of did, right? For his standard, in 68 games, he had 72 points.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a bad season for Evgeny Malkin. He was minus 25. He should never, ever, ever be minus 25. This guy should dominate every single line that he plays against.
Well, something happened this year. I know he only played 68 games, which means what? He missed 14 games?
You know what my know so what I think it is there?
Is I think there's scale. Give a crap meters at minus 12,
I think
they're maybe?
I think they're
well, it's at minus 25,
is,
actually.
Is his give a crap meter is where his minus 25 is. I believe that they're stale. I believe that, you know, Phil Kessel was brought in a couple years ago, and he gave life to a team that was already very strong. And what did they do? They went out and won two Stanley Cups, but this is a team that's had a lot of success. They've had a lot of players on the team that have played together for a long time. Hornquist has been there. Jake Guentzel was brought up for the two Stanley Cups. You have Sidney Crosby. You have, you know, Chris Letang's been there for a very long time. Dumoulin's been there for a long time. They it's almost like this Pittsburgh Penguins team is looking for some new fire and some new beginnings, something to spark the team. But I don't know how do you do that without making a significant big boy trade.
Well, significant surgery.
Yes.
Couple players.
Chris
Letang.
I just found out
had serious injuries. They had blown motivator cuffs.
There you go.
So
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. Rivs has blown his motivator cuff. All right. When we come back, final segment of the Instigators today. Brian Gionta in studio. We'll get Gio's final thoughts on today before he leaves. You come back next week?
I can't next week. I'm having a procedure on my
blown motivator cuff.
Implant procedure on my tooth next Thursday. I'm gonna get
Brian
Gionta
right here. You heard
in.
It. Having implants.
Permanent.
What?
Tooth put in permanent?
Yeah.
Up top? Two front?
Yeah.
Are those fake? Oh, look at that.
Holy.
Smile to the camera for that one.
That's ugly.
You could floss your tooth.
So
with a,
next week,
you
next
just pop
week,
that in.
Yeah,
you have just a one tooth thing pop in.
Yeah,
you could floss your tooth with an extension cord.
So I'm getting that taken care of next week. I'll be looking even better.
You'll be looking even better
when you play
Geo
hard in the
style.
Corners. You take some in the mouth. At my size,
I lost three teeth, bud.
All right. Well, then why are you looking at me like I'm an oddball to you? You should know that that's just life in the NHL.
I just can't believe that you have just popped one single little tooth out and popped it back in.
Riv used to always say last year when O'Reilly was doing his, put your tooth in.
I can't stand guys that talk and they're sitting there talking like, just because you have all your teeth gone. Like, come on, put your teeth in when you do an interview. It drives me nuts.
All right. Find out what else drives Riv nuts. I'm going to ask you I'm going to ask you if the guy's hat in his interview used to drive you nuts. He played Mike Ribeiro. That's what I want to know when we come back. Did you ever notice his hat was? Yes. All right, Instigators final segment coming up right now.
Played real well today, you know. Like
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
All right. I remember saying to Mike Ribeiro one time, River, put your hat on straight in your interviews. Hated that guy. Hated you. Hated everyone on that Montreal team. Everyone. But Ribeiro was a guy that I think a lot of people looked at around the league and wanted to absolutely pound on.
Gio, he was in my weight class, so he was one of the guys that, hey, guy that when we played against his team, anyone. I'm going with him.
Listen, I mean, I played with him for about 4 or 5, 6 years. I wanted to pound him every day, too, and I played with him. So take that away. I don't take that back, but he is an exceptionally good hockey talent. He had a phenomenal career in the NHL. And I respect him for it. He's a heck of a hockey player.
Gio, do you have a biggest storyline? We have about 30 seconds. Biggest storyline heading into the final?
I got to go with what JR said. Goaltending is going to be the biggest question mark. Goaltending.
Conn Smythe battle.
I'm all in for David Backes to beat his old squad.
Ooh, there that's a storyline right there.
We're out. One Bills Live is next. OTAs are underway and rocking and rolling this week. Hear from Murph and Tasker on that. And we'll be back tomorrow. Marty Biron in studio. Brian Gionta, 2 Thursdays from now. See you then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.